It's been a while since you. It's been a while since you've been in a game. How much are you looking forward to being out there? And Chip says you're going to get some extended time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun. Just playing ball. You know, I love it. It's something I've been doing since I was a little boy and love playing. And yeah, it's a blessing to be out here and be in practice and everything. But it's also fun to really strap it up too.
How tough is it to balance the mental aspect of this? That hey, I want to go out there, I want to relax, do what I'm capable of, but also not trying to press as you're trying to make the squad.
Well, I think you just try to focus. You have a mindset, and that mindset is try to do what you've been coached to do. And, you know, if scenarios pop up where, okay, you're going to, you know, try to make a play, whatever. But for the most part, just try to do what you've been coached to do. Go through your reads, you know, calm before the storm, a focus, and just go play, have fun.
With all the ups and downs you've been through, do you have a different approach to the game as maybe you would have in the past?
You know, I think that I'm constantly learning and trying to learn and improve every day. Just, you know, as a person, as a football player, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, everything. And so you're always trying to learn and grow. And I think, you know, a big change for me has just been appreciating every opportunity that you have out here, whether it's a walkthrough or it's a game, you know, playing in front of a bunch of fans, you know, just being able to appreciate it more.
Was there ever a little bit of doubt in your mind that you might not get back on the field? I mean, there's a lot of other things you could do besides football, too. And it's been a gap. I mean, was there ever any doubt that maybe you already played your last play? Or?
Well, I think in life you either choose to have faith or you choose to have fear and in the unknown and in the future. And it can really only be one of the two. And so you try to have faith that God has a plan for you and you don't necessarily worry about it. You just try to work as hard as you can for whatever door opens and whatever happens. And that's just always been my mindset. And, yeah, some days it's not necessarily easy or some days you can get frustrated. But that's when you just continue to fight and have faith that not necessarily if you're going to play again, but whatever is going to happen is what's right.
Tim, what did it mean for you to spend time with the Wounded Warriors here?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, it's just, you know, in life, you're blessed with, well, I've been blessed with, you know, a few opportunities where kids will come up to you and they'll say, oh, you know, thanks for being a hero or something. And why? Because we play a game. But those are real heroes. And those are the people that, you know, put their life on the line for our country so that we can play a game, so that we can enjoy life and all the, you know, the blessings that come with it.